I said before that it's a shame that we have to talk about such things. It's a shame that homelessness is even a thing in a country that's doing as well as Australia, and particularly for many of our older Australians that have kept the place running before some of us even got here. But that is a thing at the moment, and Teresa Soames from Macquarie University has got some thoughts on that at the moment. She's the associate lecturer there at the Macquarie Law School. Good morning, Teresa. I guess we don't like to think of our elderly Australians facing homelessness, but apparently a lot of them are. What are some of the factors that are putting them at risk of falling into that category?
Oh, hi, Mark. There's a number of intersecting challenges that are faced by older people that can cause homelessness, or indeed place them at a risk of becoming homeless. First of all, there's the indisputable fact that we have an ageing population. More Australians are living to a greater age, and that's, of course, a good thing. But it does add pressure to limited housing resources, hence this call from Mission Australia recently for governments to address this as a matter of urgency, not only for the present but for future generations. This is just going to get worse. So if we look at some of the factors that have contributed to this, many older Australians don't own their own home and therefore they rely on private renting. And competition for limited rental properties means that first, many elderly people on lower incomes are priced out of the market, particularly in places like Sydney and Melbourne and the bigger cities. Secondly, they face discrimination based on their age or any sort of disability that they may suffer. As we know, affordability issues are particularly acute in cities, but moving when you're older can be quite traumatic for some people. Also, housing that was affordable as a couple can be beyond the means of a person if their spouse dies, and health and medical costs can increase as we age. People often have to make a choice between paying the medical costs or their accommodation costs.
See, that's a lot to take in there, Teresa, and a lot of factors, and particularly at a time of life when things should be becoming a little bit more simple, generally speaking. The fact that there are going to be more Australians mean there will be more of it. What are some of the things that we should be doing as a society to try and stem the flow of this? Because this doesn't sound all that good to me.
No, well, we need to comprehensively address various factors that put people at risk. So we have things like the shortage of social housing. We've got around 200,000 people in Australia that are waiting for housing. We need to address things like elder abuse, which of course the Australian Law Reform Commission has published a rather large report on elder abuse and looks specifically at financial abuse, which is another way that people can older homeowners can actually lose their houses through failed assets for care or family accommodation arrangements.
Do you think as well, Teresa, that maybe a shift in how we view families generally, because in other well-established cultures in other parts of the world, the elders are sort of respected, I'm not going to say a little bit more, that's wrong, but they're sort of bought into the family home and you sort of look after your generations other than just yourself?
Indeed, and we do have, I think our Western society is inherently ageist. We don't have the same respect for our older population, and in some ways we see them really as a source of wealth for the younger generation. So, and this is where these family accommodation arrangements come in, because older people transfer their wealth or their houses, title in their houses or sell their houses and transfer their wealth to their children in exchange for being looked after, but that often breaks down and it means that the older person is really left with nothing in that situation.
A lot of this doesn't sound good, Teresa. I think maybe all of us need to take a good look at ourselves in some respect, and hopefully we can turn that around. Thank you for sharing a bit of it with us today.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Teresa Soames from Macquarie University. Some of the factors leading to more older Australians facing homelessness. Don't like the sound of that. Don't like the sound of that at all. 2NURFM 103.7.